Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mets obviously in action this afternoon. Jonah Tong will be on the mound for them in a huge, huge game, which is 10 games ago. I mean, they're all big, but today specifically off of the loss last night. Some updates here as Mendoza is meeting the media as we speak. Kodai Senga will pitch with AAA today. Now, it's weird that the way that it's worded here, I'm assuming he's going to start. It doesn't say that, but it says Kodai Senga will pitch tonight for AAA Syracuse. Okay, so let's assuming that he's starting Kodai Senga, AAA Syracuse, and today is Thursday. That would mean 1, 2, 3, off day 4, 5, probably 6. That would mean that Senga should be available to take. So they're probably going to depend it on the results here. If Tong does not pitch well today, he won't make the next. This is just me saying this. If Tong does not pitch well today, he will not make his next start, and Senga would effectively replace him, which would be likely Wednesday in Chicago. Right? Is that the right days, Hoff? 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 4, 5. Yeah, because Senga needs the extra rest. Which means you'd get Peterson on Tuesday after the off day Monday. You'd get Senga on Wednesday, and then I guess you could go back around to the top of that rotation. Sproat, McLean, Holmes. You're still going to need somebody else to finish it off. I can't trust Peterson. But they're going day by day, start by start, whether it's Senga in the minor leagues. And there's no guarantee that Senga's going to get the job done in the minor leagues. Furthermore, Mendoza said that, this is according to Laura Albanese, who I work with at SNY. I just saw her Twitter feed here, where she said that Mendoza said he wouldn't say definitely in regards to Kodai Senga being on the playoff roster, even if he does well today. So there are no definites involved, nor should there be, even if he pitches well today. He said he'll definitely be a part. And now I'm seeing yes and why. Carlos Mendoza asked if Kodai Senga will definitely be part of the Mets' possible postseason pitching staff in AAA. He says, I would not say definitely. We'll have the conversations and we'll take the best 13 guys. Now, my challenge to you is finding 13 guys. Hoff, can you pull up there? I'll do it. And we don't have to do it right now. I want to get some calls in here. But maybe next segment. Pull up the roster right now. Remember, Reed Garrett's out. He got hurt. Whether it's guys who were hurt, guys from the minors, guys who are, hoping to make starts here, whatever it may be. Find 13 guys that you're going to trust come playoff time. Sean Manaea is going on the paternity list, which Laura writes here. It means that the Mets might have to shift their plan to piggyback him with Holmes. Good God. Good God. Manaea on the paternity list, which means he might not be able to piggyback Holmes on Sunday. And potentially he gets pushed back and I would assume makes a start here. Dude, it's in shambles. It's in shambles. I can't ever remember a time going through the projected rotation. Okay, this guy's going to pitch here. Here you go. Here are your five starters. And here we know the turn through the rotation. Like we're and that's at really any point during the season. A guy gets hurt, somebody replaces him. Okay, here's the rotation. We're 10 games to go. The Mets are fighting for a playoff spot. I can't even piece together a rotation for the final 10 games or 9 games beyond today with Tong. It's impossible. Who's piggybacking? Who's starting? Who's in? Who's out? Who's in the minors? 13 guys. Good God. I don't think it's possible. Dean is calling from Rocky Point. What's up, Dean?
Yeah, Sal, what's going on, man?
How are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, we're talking about the Mets pitching woes, and everybody, you know, everybody's well aware of it. But I think we need to look into it a little deeper. And I'm looking at the Machado at bat last night as a perfect example. I mean, the Mets aren't going to change their pitching roster. Let's face facts. But I think their approach to the way they pitch, what they throw, where they throw it, when they throw it, is a huge issue. And I think Alvarez is the issue. And I'm looking at that bat last night as a perfect example. Peterson's not shaking Alvarez off. Alvarez is calling that game. I think he's calling that game. I don't see him looking over at the dugout, so I think he's calling that game. Look at that at bat. He threw him six pitches. I think it was at least six, maybe seven. Every pitch was in a shoebox. Every pitch was on the same eye level. Every pitch was at the same, essentially, velocity. Off speed, off speed, off speed. It's amazing he didn't hit a grand slam.
Yeah,
okay, the guy's a professional hitter.
Here's what I could say, so, Dean. I'm not exactly sure, and it doesn't sound like you are either, of what's going on as far as who's calling the game. Is it just Alvarez? Is it Peterson? I would bet that it's probably Alvarez as well. They love the way Alvarez calls a game, though. The entire – like that has never been the issue with Alvarez. Matter of fact, he is a positive in that regard. The staff loves him.
I don't think he is. I'm looking at McClain starts, the five, six starts he's had. The worst start he's had, and it wasn't a terrible start, but it was his worst start. Alvarez was behind the plate. I'm telling you right now, Torrens is in the lineup today.
Yeah, Torrens.
I bet Tom pitches a good game today.
Yeah, all right.
I'm telling you.
Sorry, Dean. Sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean that. Maybe. I mean, I think you're making way, way too much of it. I do not believe Francisco Alvarez behind the plate is a negative. I could be wrong. It's not something I have heard. As a matter of fact, I've heard the opposite, as I told you, for a long time, dating back to when Alvarez first came up, where Scherzer loved throwing to him. So I don't think he's an issue. I think he's an asset behind the plate. Now, Torrens is a terrific catcher as well. You know, throwing out runners, you know, Torrens is second to none this year. He's been great. I love Torrens as a player. You know, defensively, specifically as a catcher. And offensively, he's fine for a backup catcher. But defensively, you have to love Torrens. Could he be an asset to Tong? I mean, you've seen Alvarez go out there and try to calm these guys down as well. Like, I think you're barking up the wrong tree as far as Alvarez being a negative calling the game. Peterson has been bad since August. I mean, his ERA is near 8. That's not on the catcher. Gary is calling from Astoria. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Sal, great show as usual.
Thank you.
I'm bearer of bad news today. The Padres are going to win. They're only 2 games out. Dodgers lost last night. They're playing San Francisco. So they have an incentive, and I think they're going to light up Tong today. That's number one. Number two, Pete Alonso has won more games for the New York Mets than Juan Soto this year. That's a fact. And number three.
Hold on a second. A, what's your point? Yeah. B, what's the fact you're talking about behind it? Game winning walk off hits?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great.
Game winning.
How many ribbies does Pete Alonso have this year? I really don't know. I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know either, but
okay.
I've seen
Take a guess. How many ribbies he has? Because I could guess in the ballpark.
I'm not going to guess because I don't know.
All right, I'm going to tell you. It's over 110. Hoff, you have the exact number? Hold on one second. 119. There you go. So Pete Alonso, Gary, has 119 RBIs this year. Do you know how many he had last year?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
How many?
88. What do you think's the difference?
I think Pete Alonso this year in the clutch has won more games than Juan Soto.
I know you think that. I know you think that. I'm asking you the difference from last year to this year. If Pete Alonso has 119 RBI this year and he had 88 last year, there's one, and it's an easy answer, Gary. I'll lead you there eventually. But there's one.
Yeah, but wait a second.
You're missing the point. There's one big difference.
Let me explain my point.
Let me just finish.
Let me explain my point.
Okay, but let me just finish. So if Alonso had 88 ribbies last year and 119 this year, and there's one big difference from last year's lineup, who's hitting in front of Pete, versus this year's lineup, what is it?
Sal. If Juan Soto's up in the second and third, and he brings in two runs, and the Mets lose, you counting that? I'm saying Pete Alonso gets up with second and third, and he hits a home run,
and
he wins
the game.
And I'm
saying that he gets up with guys on all the time because Juan Soto's in front of him this year. Juan Soto's been on base at a ridiculous clip, and thank you for the call, Gary. And I don't understand the point. Yeah, Pete has been the Mets' prolific run producer this year. Juan Soto in a... I'm using quotes. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. In a down year for Soto, he's going to have over 100 ribbies. He's at 99 to be exact right now. It's a bad year for him. And he's only 19 off of Pete's tremendous pace. Soto scored well over 100 runs, walked over 100 times, well over 100 times, 41 home runs, going to have 100 ribbies. He's 100. It's not to take away from what Pete has done. Pete Alonso has had a tremendous year. Tremendous year. You'd be foolish not to think that it's been set up in large part due to Juan Soto. Not only by Soto being on base, also pitchers don't want to pitch to Soto. And then they go after Alonso. And he's made him pay. That was basically since opening day. Pete's made him pay. He's had a great year. He's had more walk-off winners than Soto. Sure, I mean, if that's you want to get into that, so be it. A lot of Pete's success this year, I don't want to say he's been, well, yeah, I mean, he's been helped by Juan Soto. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't benefit from having Juan Soto hit in front of you in the order? Aaron Judge did a year ago. Look at his ribbies in comparison to last year. Like, I don't know why you got to build up one and put down the other. They both have had that combination, and we could have this conversation in the offseason. Regardless of how the Mets end up, that combination of Soto Alonso is not something that I would be looking to break up. As far as anything else with that lineup, we'll see how they finish the season. But the one thing that definitively, to me, I would not want to break up is the tandem of Juan Soto and Pete Alonso.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.